Award winner Hilary Swank.
I think I'm angry.
It's a Thursday thing, starting at 9, only on CTV.
Be the first to know. Elias Makos, CJAD 800.
Welcome back to the Elias Makos Show. Okay, we were going to talk about spaceships and rockets. We're having trouble reaching our guest. So that's when we say, let's fix this issue. And luckily, one of our guests that was coming up a little later on has decided, out of the sweetness, goodness of her heart, to join us a little earlier. It's our pleasure to welcome Joan Lindsay back onto the program, a past president of Montreal's Diggers and Weeders Garden Club. Joan, welcome back.
Hello, Elias. It's nice to hear your voice.
It is so great to hear your voice, and I'll be very honest, Joan. There are two reasons why we're doing this interview. And the two reasons are, I love the name Diggers and Weeders Garden Club. It's the best name for a club, a group ever.
You're absolutely right.
And secondly, I remember the last time we spoke, I had so much fun talking to you. You were just such a feisty firecracker. I said, let's get Joan back on whenever we can. So, Joan, thanks for coming back.
You're very welcome.
So you're on because 90 years of the Diggers and Weeders Garden Club. I'd be remiss if I just didn't ask you off the top. Tell our listeners about the Diggers and Weeders.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question.
Tell our listeners about the Diggers and Weeders Garden Club.
Well, you know, 90 years ago, there were some women around who loved gardening and had their own gardens, but they also wanted to get involved in creating gardens in the community, and that started 90 years ago, and it has continued in, you know, today. And then community gardens are such a timely concern these days, environmentally and also for food production. And so to celebrate our 90th anniversary, we wanted to do something significant, and we looked into community gardens and put out a proposal to a competition in the province, and we had 16 proposals, and we had four winners.
Four winners, and how did you determine the winners?
Well, good question, because it was a group that were very involved in this particular aspect, and they wanted to look at the sustainability of the particular groups. There are a lot of community gardens, as you see driving around, but these were in communities on the island and in Quebec that wanted to teach people gardening and a respect for the environment, grow vegetables, develop a social atmosphere as well, and to use some of the unused spaces for such an item.
And Joan, you're given some money with the winners, right? They're getting a bit of a grant or a prize.
We gave prizes. Can I give you the list of the
Please.
People that were the winners?
Tell me who won.
Well, I'm going to do it alphabetically, but the Jardin Communautaire de Hemmingford, which was founded in 2014. And this was a resource to teach the youth about gardens and the environment and how to garden and to grow vegetables. And in Hemmingford, there were many local schools and businesses and the citizens that became partners of this particular project. So we were very pleased to award them a prize so that they could continue in more years of community gardening.
From Hemmingford, we go to St. Anne de Bellevue, don't we?
We do. A permaculture, which was a word that I had to learn more about. And that's a long-time community garden. And that is working to do socializing, the community health, well-being, and also to look at revitalizing unused public spaces, you know, to provide the locals with vegetables and fruits, herbs. So that was a very positive and established group.
Uh-huh. And we got a couple more, right?
We do. We have churches. Out of the 16 proposals, I think 7 came from churches. And interesting, because obviously they're trying to develop a community and to get the involvement into the socializing and producing the produce. So that has been very successful. Hmm. So one of them is the St. George's Anglican Church in Granby, who are going to develop a community vegetable garden. And then the other one is St. Philip's Anglican Church in Montreal West. And they started in 2019 because they have a large area in front of the church and they wanted to utilize these the area and produce gardens for the community and get the community, the people in the area involved and socializing. And they also were part of the Suzuki Butterfly Project Garden. And that is a volunteer-led movement that is growing habitats for bees and butterflies in the neighborhoods. So we found that that was a very positive group.
And I want to mention you have one other award. You gave out an encouragement award to some kids. Tell me about those special kids.
Well, I'm glad you picked up on that. Well, this particular teacher, Erin Ryan, at St. George's School, has been really encouraging the grade 3 class to learn about gardening, and they have been harvesting and cooking, and they also have been building cold frames and raised beds to develop their particular garden. And we thought that was really quite wonderful.
Joan, but Joan, before I let you go, I do want to ask, you know, because for the diggers and weeders, maybe there's someone listening to us, and maybe they've got a bit of a green thumb. Maybe they need a club. They want a community to join. Why don't you give us a pitch here for our listeners about why they should consider, especially with your 90th anniversary, joining the Diggers and Weeders Garden Club?
Well, because it's a wonderful group of women from all across the city who are interested in gardening and who get involved in projects, and we learn. We have lectures and we learn about things, and we do learn about flower arrangements, but learning a lot about different aspects of gardening and climate change. And we have our website, you know, diggersandweeders.org, and please have them take a look. There's a membership list to fill out. But Elijah, I don't know whether you're aware that the city is putting aside $10 million in the next 10 years for community gardens.
Well, that's a good development.
Now, that was Le Devoir had an article in February the 9th, and the city, Valerie Plante, has trying to increase the number of spaces. And you know, it's fantastic because there's a need, and particularly for food and vegetables, and the socializing is very important.
Joan, I think you're making some valid points here. Unfortunately, we have to leave it there. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for coming on, and I want to wish the Diggers and Weeders another fantastic 90 years.
Thank you very much. I'll tell you another story later about the name Diggers and Weeders. Bye for now.
Bye for now. Diggersandweeders.org is the website. They have a luncheon coming up on November 10th. When we return on the Elias Macko Show, Francois Legault has been called out for comments he made on police stops and racial profiling. We'll take a look at some of the comments being made towards the premier next.
Good morning. It's 11 o'clock. I'm Don Kagan-Fleming with your CTV News Update. It's 11 degrees in Montreal right now. Your full forecast in just minutes. Here's what's making news. Valérie Plante says the La Fontaine closure is good practice. François Legault not happy with Ottawa's immigration plan, and more people are dying in emergency rooms. First, though, with the latest from the CJAD 800 Traffic Centre, here's Catherine Wood.
People are inching along now on the 13 southbound from almost Highway 40 all the way down to the 20. At last check, they still had the ramp to the 20 east closed completely as they're working to remove a truck that broke down in there. Eastbound on the 40, you're heavy before Cavendish all the way out towards St. Denis, where they're working on a stall. They'd also been working on a stall near Stinson. Westbound Med is congested, Papineau to DeCary. DeCary has extra volume north and southbound between the 40 and Plamondon. Inbound Champlain's looking better now. They suspended some work that was going on in the left lane to let the traffic clear out. Outbound La Fontaine Tunnel back into the Anjou Interchange. Visit your Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac certified service dealer and get a rebate on four new tires and two free AC Delco wiper blades. Details at mycertifiedservice.ca. Next report, 11:15.
We'll be right back. In the news, Mayor Valérie Plante says there's a bright side to the partial closure of the La Fontaine Tunnel for the next 3 years. The mayor knows this won't be the last bit of construction needed for a major part of the city's road network, with the next example likely to be the Metropolitan Expressway. She says this is a chance for people to look to public transit as more of an option and for drivers to get used to major disruptions, with three lanes of the La Fontaine now shut until late 2025. François Legault is not happy with the federal government's new plan for immigration. Yesterday, Ottawa announced a goal of welcoming 500,000 immigrants a year by 2025. Legault has said he wants to keep immigration levels in Quebec where they are right now. He pointed out this morning that Quebec's portion of 500,000 newcomers would be about double what any party had proposed during the recent provincial election and well above the level the CAQ wants. A new report from the Canadian Centre for Child Protection found hundreds of school personnel accused of sexual offences between 2017 and last year.
The report from the Winnipeg-based centre says 252 teachers, janitors, or administrators were accused of committing offences impacting at least 548 children over the five-year time frame. Noni Klassen, the centre's director of education, says the numbers gleaned from disciplinary records, media sources, and criminal case law are startling and likely an underestimation due to a lack of transparency and oversight.
We really know this is the tip of the iceberg, and there's so much work to be done.
Nearly 85% of offenders were men. The victims were mainly girls, and 58% of the offenses took place on school property. Karen Rebo, The Canadian Press.
As the province institutes a push to reduce emergency room overcrowding, figures show more Quebecers than ever are dying on ER stretchers, a function of no beds being available on the wards to move them to. The Journal de Montréal compared this year's numbers to pre-pandemic 2018 and 2019 and found the increase was 23%. Between April and October, close to 3,700 people died in an ER. Before the pandemic, the number was under 3,000. And an Australian zoo is in lockdown after five lions escaped their main enclosure this morning. Parents and kids were camping overnight on a roar and snore experience at Sydney's Taronga Zoo before they were told to